We know what needs to be done.
The solution is on the table, but there's no prepared to come to the table.
Well, it's time we let dolphins rule the world.
Well, we had a solution, but they shut the bugger down.
I find his remarks deeply offensive.
Yeah. We should all sit down together and have a nice cup of tea.
I give the youngsters solutions, and they do not listen.
We know what needs to be done.
Well, the solution is to play Dean Saunders up front.
And now it's time for the Mark Steele solution.
Good evening and welcome to the Mark Steele Solution, the programme where each week I come up with a radical proposal to change all of our lives for the better. And this week's proposal concerns sexuality. Because right from an early age this gives you so many traumas. You're growing up and all you can think about is what's happening to me body. Why does that happen when the French teacher bends over? And then you go to sex education and there's just a stuffy librarian going, and then this long sort of tubey thing fits into this sort of thingy bit here. And you've got all these questions that you really want answered and they don't deal with them. And you should be able to ask the questions you want answered. You should be able to get up in sex education and go, "Here, miss, do you reckon that's normal?" So it's no wonder that people are screwed up about sex. And there's hardly a month goes by without some prominent judge or politician being found in suspenders and stockings, being hit with a stick of rhubarb and stood in a bucket of cod. Which personally doesn't really bother me, except that it always turns out that the day before they've stood up in the House of Commons and said, "If there's one thing that makes me sick, it's people who dress up in suspenders and stockings and get hit with a stick of rhubarb stood in a bucket of cod." So what's needed is a whole new approach to sexuality that would make everybody content with the way they are, which is why tonight's solution is... everyone should have to be gay for 2 years. Now, some people may think that it's unfair to force people to be one way or the other, but the way things stand, are people really free to grow up the way they want?
Hey, you, what's the matter? Not going out with a boyfriend tonight?
What, with these spots? Hardly.
You need new spot clear.
It's amazing. Now I've lost those ugly, warty lumps, I've got 61 boyfriends. No one calls me Leslie anymore.
And now, over to ITN for a newsflash.
Good evening. It's just been announced that Gerald Lovethorn, the actor and self-confessed homosexual, has died. The actor, who openly admitted to being a shirtlifter, died in a car accident that was no doubt the result of his tragic lifestyle. Just to repeat, the perverted Nancy boy, Gerald, mind your backs, it's Ooh Ducky Lovethorn, has died. And I, for one, will not be sorry.
And so, under the present situation, people are told they have to be straight, not just for 2 years, but their whole lives. And if they choose not to be, this leads to all sorts of problems. For a start, you're made to think that you're unnatural. But if being gay was unnatural, with all the hassle involved, no one would bother carrying on. Because there's plenty of other things we do that are considered perfectly natural, but if they caused us the same amount of problems, we'd just stop doing them. Like, imagine if every time you ate an ice cream, people shouted, "Oi, flake licker, hey? Oi, can't swallow her, whoa!" We had to go through years of agonising, going, "Oh, how am I going to tell my mother about that raspberry ripple?" And coppers hung around on Hampstead Heath going, here, psh, hey, oi, fancy a cornetto? Yeah, all right then. Right, your niche, son! It's like if it was assumed to be natural to drink coffee, but some people only liked tea.
All right, mate, how's your first day on the job, then?
Well, you know, all a bit new to me.
Well, you get the hang of it. Old Bees is all right when you get to know him. How many sugars you take?
Two, but actually...
What, no milk?
Well, no, it's just that I prefer tea.
Oh. Oh, you want tea? Well, yeah, well, each to his own, I suppose. We ain't got any tea. You'll have to bring your own. Anyway, I better go. And yes, I'd. Hey, did you hear that, lad? New bloke's a bloody tea drinker.
Is he? Yeah. Watch your spouts.
Mind your bags.
Yeah, I went to see a film yesterday. It was a PG certificate, eh?
Oi, Rosie Lee. I hope you're bringing your own cup. I ain't sharing cups with a tea drinker.
And if you're gay, you've got these ridiculous images of what you're supposed to be like. From sitcoms and that stupid bloke who used to go, ooh, chase me. If gay people all behave like that, if that was true, Oscar Wilde's most famous witticism would be, ooh, ducky, look at the state of her. And in ancient Rome, the rulers used to have male sex slaves. So we know for a fact that Julius Caesar had gay sex. But there's no record of him ever going, ooh, is that a dagger in me back, or are you just pleased to see me? It must be terrible for girls who start to think, well, I seem to find women attractive. Am I a lesbian? Because then they must think, well, I can't be. I don't wear dungarees, I haven't got tattoos, and I'm no good at tennis. And then there's this paranoia that people have. Here, is that poof, watch yourself. Like, do these people honestly think that if they're not careful, this gay bloke's going to come in the pub and think, oh, good, they're off their guard, I'll have the lot of them. Just because someone's gay doesn't mean they want to have sex with you, you slob. These blokes must think that gay men are like a sexual version of the Terminator, an unstoppable force. Gender, male, mission, have sex. Hasta la vista, ducky. So clearly, the present situation is unfair to gays and lesbians. But you might say, well, so what? They're only a small minority. But are they? Because according to the statistics, 1 in 12 people are gay. But even this figure of 1 in 12, where does that come from? Now, I come from a place called Swanley. If you went up the high street with a clipboard... excuse me, sir, I'm doing a survey. What? And even people who seem to be straight down the line 100% heterosexuals, you go for a pint with them one night and suddenly they'll say, well, there was this one time, right, when me and this other bloke, me mate, we used to play snooker, right, and one night all the tables were booked, so instead we went to bed together. Even blokes who say they can't stand gays, it usually turns out they've had some homosexual experience or other, so they try to make out that what they did doesn't really count.
Here, check out the new barmaid.
Lovely.
Lovely. I see that love form bloke's dead.
Yeah, well, he had it coming.
Yeah, it's disgusting what they get up to.
I mean, how can you do that with another bloke?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not like when you were 17 and larking about, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you mean play about with each other in the showers after football. I mean, well, everybody does that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just a laugh, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, like when we was on the building site, remember Alf?
What, Alf and Chippy?
Yeah, you know, well, me and him used to have it off together on the scaffolding after work. That's just mucking about, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I mean, we all did that with Alf.
Yeah. Well, we were thinking of birds while we were doing it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I've done, just for a laugh. I've picked this bloke up in a pub. We was both pissed.
Oh, I've done that, you know, for a laugh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, what yeah, pub yeah. was that then?
The Leather Cap and Tash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the one with the drag queens.
Oh, yeah. Well, who hasn't gone down there of a Thursday, stripped naked, chained themselves up in the back room and gone, come on, big boys, I'll take the lot of you.
I mean, that's just for a laugh, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like me. I've been with Stan for 30 years, living as man and wife.
You watch...
Well, for a laugh.
Oh, right, for a laugh. Yeah. Thought you was a puff broom, innit?
Do you want a smack in the mouth?
So it's not just gays who are affected by the present situation. There are all these other people who just can't be themselves. And all this is a result of an attitude towards homosexuality that can only exist when people don't have to be gay for 2 years. Whatever the activity, if we had a similar attitude towards it, you'd get the same double standards.
Order! Order! Sir Harvey Specter!
Madam Speaker, would this House join me in condemning the foul, depraved and disgusting practice of boomerang throwing?
Yeah.
We should not disguise the fact that it is abnormal and unnatural to throw a thing and not to have to go and collect it. Yeah. And furthermore, if there's one thing that makes me sick, it's people who take hold of a curved aboriginal stick, launch it into the air, and wait for it to return.
It's 9 o'clock, and time for the news.
Good evening. The Conservative MP, Sir Harvey Specter, has been forced to resign after being found on Hampstead Heath throwing boomerangs whilst standing in a bucket of cod. Sir Harvey has issued a statement in which he apologised for what he described as a moment of weakness. However, he has yet to explain why the boomerang was stuck up his bottom.
So the way things are at the moment is unfair not just to the 1 in 12 who say yes in the survey, but also to all the people who lied, to all the people who had a gay experience but deny it to themselves, to all those who would like to have one but daren't. And I reckon by now we're nearer to 1 in 1. But even if you are in the minority that is genuinely 100% heterosexual, you still suffer. Because even if you are entirely happy being straight, your friends and family won't all be. So you never really get to know them.
Ah, Melanie.
Yes, Dad?
Yeah, sit down. Look, your mother and I have been having a little chat, and, well, we wanted to speak to you about the subject of boyfriends. We don't want to rush you, but...
Look, Dad, I'm only 56. Who knows what might happen?
Well, you're a good-looking woman, and so's that Sandra you live with. I mean, surely between the pair of you, you ought to be able to find a couple of men ready to tie the knot? Now, there's a chap in my office, he's about your age, never taken the plunge.
You mean Steve?
Yes, that's the one. Yeah.
The one who lives with Malcolm?
Yes, yes. Yes, come to think of it, Malcolm would be ideal for your Sandra. Or why don't you try the leather cap and tash? There's hundreds of men in there with no girlfriend.
And even if you are part of the straight minority, you suffer because you have to live up to an image. So at school, for example, to prove you're a proper boy, you don't put in for needlework, you put in for metalwork. Although what is more likely? That you'll go through life never needing to sew on a button, or that you'll go through life never having to make a toughened steel chisel? Of course, later in life, you realise that if you want a toughened steel chisel, you buy one from B&Q, which is the purchase of one tool, whereas to make one requires the purchase of 20 tools, including a smelting foundry. But at the time, you don't care, because needlework is for girls and poofs. Blokes have to live up to a whole image because they're told that being gay is one of the worst things that you can be. And because gays are supposed to be weak and effeminate, a lot of blokes think that a way of proving they're not gay is to have loads of fights.
All right, Ken.
All right, Cherry. Yeah, what you got there?
Oh, it's flowers, innit, for the missus.
Oh, yeah. Flowers. Yeah. See that, Alf? I reckon he's turning a bit... Whoa!
No, it's keep her sweet, don't I?
Oh, yeah, keep her sweet. Sure they're not for me, ducky. Hey?
Right, you calling me a puff? Yeah. Right, I'll show you how much of a puff I am. Right, you...
You expect me to scream just because you've stabbed me to death with a broken bottle? What do you think I am, puff?
Terry Woodman, you have been found guilty of stabbing your best friend to death with a broken bottle. I sentence you to the maximum of life imprisonment. Now do you think I'm a puff?
And when these blokes go on about how they hate gays, I think we're not even following your own logic, are you? Because you should be thinking, well, the more gays, the better. More birds for us, isn't it? Now, another way of proving that you're not gay is to develop a habit of every time you see a woman under the age of 60 going, oi, hey, oi, darling, over here, whoa! Which must be the reason blokes do it, because it can't possibly be because they honestly think that one day a woman's going to go, oh, all right, I've got half an hour, I'll climb up the scaffolding. Women can't go anywhere without being chatted up.
And so we say farewell to the deceased. But as we commend the soul to Jesus...
Hi, you on your own?
What?
Oh, come on, cheer up, it might never happen.
Please, I just want to be on my own.
Oh, come on, lovely girl like you shouldn't be on your own. Do you come here a lot?
Oh, go away!
Well, at least let me buy you a drink.
Look, I do not want to be chatted up at my husband's funeral.
Yes, I thought so. Bloody lesbian.
So everyone suffers under the present system. The only question is, what do we put in its place? Well, before we hear the Mark Steele solution, let's find out what the ordinary man in the cul-de-sac thinks. Live from number 9, Begonia Close, it's Mr. Cul-de-sac.
This is the sound,
this is the sound of the summer.
Guys, don't all
to me about gays. There was one going to move in near here. I said, oh, I'm not having it, playing YMCA all hours of the day and night, upsetting the goldfish, belly dancing all over the hydrangeas just as they're about to flower. You know where that's going to end up, don't you? Sailors parading up and down the high street, blocking up the traffic with their submarines. I knew a bloke who went cottaging once, 14 years he was at it, never bought a single cottage. I said, well, no wonder you won't find one down the toilet, and why did they lower the age of consent? It should be raised to 43. If I had to wait that long, so should everybody else. It's an outrage. I saw a pair of them at it the other day, rolling around on the pavement, groping and snogging. I pulled them apart. One of them said, I'm a paramedic, Mr. Coldisack. I was giving him artificial respiration. I said, well, no wonder he's dead. You should have given him proper respiration. Someone asked me to go drag racing. I said, how are you supposed to drive a car dressed as a woman? What do you think I am, stupid? And look at those pet shop boys all day long making that racket. No wonder they don't sell any guinea pigs. And the money the council spends on the gays. Two new litter bins in the high street. I said, don't tell me gays won't be putting their rubbish in there with everybody else. It's a waste of ratepayers' money. They've got to spend that money hanging people. And what about that Peter Tatchell and his gay group? It's an outrage. Here. I've been writing some letters. Here they are. Dear gays, the other day I bought a record by the Village People. 45 minutes, not a single farmer. I want me money back. Here's another one. Dear gays, yesterday one of your lot said to me, I've come out. I said, well, of course you have. If you were still at home, you wouldn't be on the common under a bush with me. Here's another one. Dear gays, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, that's as far as I got with that one, but it's coming on, don't you think? This is the sound. This is the sound. Thank you, Mr. Coldisack. So, what are the alternatives? Well, one alternative is the Islington Council solution, where they get all the council workers at a meeting and say, right, everybody, now this is a gay awareness tea break, okay? Now, we've all got to go around the borough ripping up pansies as their name is offensive to gay people. Which is silly, because this is just based on guilt. These people feel guilty for being white, guilty for being male, guilty for being heterosexual, guilty for being middle class. Why don't they just feel guilty for being tossers? And so clearly the only answer is that everyone should have to be gay for 2 years. So how would this system work? Well, it would be a bit like national service.
Darren, it's your call-up papers, dear.
Oh, bloody hell.
Never mind bloody hell. Spellers are gay, that's what you need. Knock a bit of homosexual sense into you.
I'm all right.
It's not natural. He just sits there all day watching Baywatch.
Don't keep on at me.
Look here, Uncle Sid. By the time he was your age, he'd been gay in Burma, gay in Cyprus. We was proud in them days. The old map of the world was pink.
No, I don't want to go.
Look at him. I don't want to go. My drill instructor, he put me through my paces, I can tell you. I thank him for it now.
Oh, so do I, dear. The things he taught your father.
Yeah, and it might smarten you up a bit and all.
There's nothing wrong with my clothes.
Nothing wrong with your clothes, that's what you think. Your shoes clash with your waistcoat, that shirt would be more flattering outside your belt, and as for those trousers, they do nothing for you, frankly.
So just think of all the advantages. If everybody had to be gay for 2 years, you couldn't possibly have the same myths and prejudices you have now. Or you'd have to walk round going, oh, here I come, watch myself, mind me back. And The Sun would have to have a gay page 3. Today's stunner is fireman Tom Johnson, so polish your helmets, lads. Because with a hose like that, it's flaming certain that our readers will be fired up at the thought of sliding down his pole. And TV would be so different. You'd get This Morning with Richard and Richard.
Hello! I'm Richard.
And I'm Richard.
Well, today is National No Snoring Day, and we'll be talking to an inventor who claims his device could end snoring misery once and for all.
I think I'll buy one for you, Richard.
I think you're the one who snores, Richard.
It was certainly you last night.
Anyway, you'll have to excuse us. We're both a little excited this morning because joining us on this very sofa will be Tom Jones, the hunk himself.
Yeah, but hands off, Richard. I saw him first.
Well, there's plenty of time, Richard. He's only 6 weeks into his 2 years. Now, Tom, how are you?
I just been doing a concert in Swansea, see? I could hardly move for blokes chucking their wife fronts at me.
And
And another advantage. Under our scheme, no one would be ashamed of being gay or thinking they might be gay, so coming out would be a lot easier.
Ah, Melanie.
Look, Dad, I'm 57 now, and I know this might shock you, but the reason that Sandra and I have never got married...
Oh, well, I know why that is. You're lesbians. Anyway, I wanted to tell you I'm leaving your mother and I'm moving in with Malcolm. yeah, you should have seen Steve's face. Jealous old queen.
And the tabloids wouldn't be able to make scandals, because how much shock value would there be in this?
This week in The Sun, we reveal weatherman Michael Fish is gay. And so is Lindsay DePaul, Willie Thorne, Gary Bushell, Fred Truman, Esther Ranson, the Army, everyone who's worked at the post office, the Queen, and for one more week only, Kylie Minogue.
It's great going down under.
Plus, my 2 years as a gay by hard man Vinnie Jones.
I never realised you could have so much fun grabbing someone's nuts.
Plus, your chance to play gay bingo. Yes, it's Botto Lotto week, only in The Sun.
And another advantage of our scheme. At the moment, the Pope says things like sex with someone of same sex, not normal, disgusting, filthy practice, condemn you forever to the pit of hell. Sex with someone of opposite sex, outside marriage, not normal, disgusting, filthy, mucky, perverted muck, make me feel sick, condemn you forever to the pit of hell where the serpent will devour you and you will be stabbed forever with the fork of Satan's eternal jab. Kneeling down to kiss gold plate, sitting in box with curtain, confessing dirty thoughts, wearing dress and pointy hats, perfectly bloody normal. What is that? But under our scheme, you'd have to have a gay pope, so he'd arrive in some place in South America in front of 500,000 people and go, right, now to use a condom properly, make sure you get it right over the end like I'm going to show you with this banana. And you'd have to have a gay shabaranks.
Body's getting closer, we ready to begin. It's time to feel him muscle and the stubble upon him chin. We give him good love until him begging for more. Then we spend the night together till him body feels sore.
And if everyone had to be gay for 2 years, all those old attitudes would go. Women would be able to go out without men and not be hassled, because for a start, people would just think, well, they must be doing their 2 years. And men who'd done their 2 years would know what it was like. And men would learn to do things around the house, because they'd have to, otherwise this would happen.
I'm bloody knackered. Where's my dinner? I haven't got time to cook for you. I've been working all day. Well, what do you think I've been doing? And look at the state of this house. Sod this, I'm going down the Swan. Pint of lager and a steak pie, Sid. Your bloody hell. I've had enough of him indoors, giving me bloody earache. What a sheik. He can sleep on his own tonight. Here, are you chatting up that barman?
So everyone would be better off if we all had to be gay for 2 years.
Yeah, what you having, love?
Oh, I'll have a lager, please, Stan.
Oi, it's Alf, the chickney.
Alf, how you doing?
Oh, not so bad. Oh, you two still together, then? I thought your 2 years was up.
Yeah, it was, Alf. 18 years ago.
Oh, you left your missus, then. How'd she take it?
Oh, she's having a great time. Shacked up with Virginia Wade.
Oh. What about you, Alf?
Well, I done me 2 years, went back to the missus.
Now things are better than ever, aren't they, Ivy?
Oh, I should say so. We never used to talk about sex. I never knew what he liked. Now there's hardly a week goes by without us going down the building site and having it off on the scaffolding after work.
Yeah. Still, you two look happy enough.
Yeah. 20 blissful years. Never so much as looked at anyone else.
Well, except for that woman at that party.
Well, yeah. But that was just a laugh, wasn't it?
The Mark Steele Solution was written by Mark Steele and Pete Sinclair, who also performed it with Maria McCurlin and Kim Wall. The producer was Phil Clark.